When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Vaudeville tribute to Broadway from one of our great Broadway musicals, Gypsy. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And today we're going to take Main Street down, I don't know, every Main Street in America in the teens and 20s, because every Main Street in America had a vaudeville house. Today we're going to do a tribute to that great art form called vaudeville, which entertained Americans so much. It was the most popular art form in America from about the 1880s to about 1927, and gave so many opportunities for great performers to make their mark eventually, who transitioned to the Broadway stage and to Hollywood and to television. So today's a tribute to all those fun folks, and we're going to go to the top of the bill, as it were, and look at some of vaudeville's great personalities. The trick about vaudeville was that a performer, whether they were a magician or an animal act or an acrobat or a comedian or a singer, was that they had to get the very best material down to about 11 or 12 minutes. And they did that 11 or 12 minutes two or three or four times a night for a week or 2 weeks in one spot, and then moved on a circuit, the Orpheum Circuit, if you know that line from Gypsy, from the musical Gypsy, and they had to kind of perfect it. And if they perfected it and did well, then they got noticed nationally, and they went into what was called the big time, and perhaps even played at the Palace. And if they were a big success at the Palace, maybe a Ziegfeld or a George White would pick them to be in a Broadway musical. Eddie Cantor was one of our more talented personalities who started on vaudeville, like many vaudeville performers. He grew up in the School of Hard Knocks. His name was Isidore Iskowitz, and he grew up on the Lower East Side and eventually changed his name and perfected his great fun personality into a slightly milquetoast character who had a way of selling a song. So here's a song that Eddie Cantor sold in the early 20s called Row, Row, Rosie.
Breezes play. Rosie met a lad one day. He invited her to take a row. As he jumped into the boat, someone handed her a note, and it read, "Here's something you should know. He is just a little sailor chic. Takes a different girlie out each week. If he gets too sentimental, row, row, Rosie. Rosie, row for the shore. Even though he's sweet and gentle, row, row, Rosie, Don't let him rock the boat. It's mighty hard to float out on the ocean, a kiss in the dark sometimes is worse than the bite of a shark. So let your conscience be your guide and row, row, Rosie, Rosie, row for the shore. Rosie's tender heart was stirred as she read each little word. It was just like music to her ears. She had longed to meet a sheik who was not afraid to speak. It had been her dream for many years. Rosie rowed, but not towards the shore. She forgot those words forevermore. If he gets too sentimental, row, row, Rosie, Rosie, row for the shore. Even though he's sweet and gentle, row, row, Rosie, no use to shout or squawk. You can't get out and walk. You may be youthful and chock full of hope, but you won't float. You're not ivory soap. My brother was a sailor once, so row, row, Rosie, Rosie, row for the shore. Too brave, it's much better to weep. Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep. My brother was a sailor once, so row, row, Rosie, Rosie, row for the shore.
As I mentioned, Eddie Cantor began his career on the Lower East Side and the sort of teeming urban tenements of New York, and I suppose for that matter Chicago and Philadelphia, brought forth a lot of great performers. And one way you could succeed as a vaudeville performer was to appeal to a local audience, whether you were, say, performing in front of Scandinavians in Minnesota or Polish people in Chicago, or in this case, Jews from the Lower East Side. So here's the great Sophie Tucker, the last of the Red Hot Mamas, who was milking every possible tear out of her Jewish audience in vaudeville in the teens and 20s with this song.
Of things I should be thankful for, I've had a goodly share. And as I sit in the comfort of a cozy chair, my fancy takes me to a humble East Side tenement, three flights in the rear to where my childhood days were spent. It wasn't much like paradise, but amid the dirt and all, there sat the sweetest angel, one that I fondly call my Yiddish mama. I need her more than ever now, my Yiddish mama. I'd love to kiss that wrinkled brow. I long to hold her hands once more, as in days gone by, and ask her to forgive me for things I did that made her cry. How few were her pleasures. She never cared for fashion styles. Her jewels and treasures, she found them in her baby smiles. Oh, I know that I owe what I am today. dear little lady, so old and gray, to that wonderful Yiddish.
Each day with a song. Now even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better. I'm here to tell you that you'll be a go-getter. Now the way that you shake my hand will tell me how I stand. Now isn't it better to go through life with a smile and a song than walking around with a face 11 miles long? Now you know that you can't go wrong. If you start off each day with a song, you've got to start off each day with a song.
Oh, sing it, Jimmy boy.
Even when things go wrong,
sing it for the hoi polloi.
You feel better, you even look better. Ah, that music, it does something to me. I wish I knew what it was. Last night I was telling Umbriago about my latest concerto called Tony's Pushcart. He said, Tony's Pushcart, how does it go? I said, it doesn't go, you have to push it. I got a million of them, a million of them. Now you know that you can't go wrong.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If you start off each day with a song, you've got to start off each day. Boys, please, soft, soft, a little more fortissimo. I want to relate a yarn. Turn back the pages of history and what do you see? Madison Square Garden or Odeo. And there I was, interviewing a prize-winning cow. I asked her to tell the radio public how she feels. She said, moo. She's contented. I'm contented, but her husband ain't. So what happens? The bull ups to me. I ups to him, and without any preliminaries, I'm flat on my back. Being a gentleman, I apologized. But the bull's not satisfied. He demands an autopsy. So I grabs him by the tail, and what happens? He flips his tail. I lands on his head. He flips his head. I lands on his tail. He's playing ping pong with me, and I'm losing. Just then, the bull is ready to charge again. I gets an idea. I start singing, south to the border, down Mexico way. And what happens? The bull starts crying. But irregardless, I keeps on singing. This time with the castanets. That's too much for the bull. He collapses. A cheer goes up. I'm saved. And the moral is, you gotta start off each day with a song. You've gotta start off each day with a song.
Oh boy, you're singing now.
Even when things go wrong.
Oh Jimmy, you're a wow.
You feel better. You know, I'm walking down Broadway and who taps me on the shoulder? My pal. Hit him in the head, Schwartz. I said, who are you working for now? And he said, the same bunch, the wife and their kids. Now, isn't it better to go through life with a smile and a song than walking around with a face 11 miles long? Now you know that you can't go wrong.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If you start off each day with a song.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum-bum. Yes, who wouldn't want a smile and a song? And that's what you got from Vaudeville. Hi, it's Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and our special tribute to Vaudeville. That, of course, was the one and only Jimmy Durante. Got a million of them, backed up by his partner Eddie Jackson. Well, to come up with a persona in Vaudeville, it helped to have sort of something that was distinguished and distinguishable. Maybe, let's say, more distinguishable than distinguished. Of course, Jimmy Durante had his proboscis and his way of selling a number. The Marx Brothers spent about 18 years, that's right, 18 years trying to perfect their act in vaudeville until they eventually got all the elements correct. They were first the four mascots and the four nightingales. Let's hear a little bit of the kind of song that Groucho Marx would have sung in vaudeville, and then we'll transition into the Broadway musical Minnie's Boys, featuring Shelley Winters and Louis Stadlin, which was a musical look at how the Marx Brothers formed their personas in vaudeville. So, first the original Groucho Marx, and then we'll go into Minnie's Boys.
Minnie's Ever since songwriters started writing songs, they have written songs about a rose.
About a rose.
Red roses, blue roses, old roses, new roses, roses from the south and east and west. But here's the rose song that I love the best.
The best.
Show me a rose, I'll show you a girl who cares. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. Show me a rose, I'll show you a stag at bay. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. She taught me how to do the tango, down where the palm trees sway. I called her Rosa Mia, and she called a spade a spade. Show me a rose, I'll show you a storm at sea. Show me a rose, or leave me alone. One night in Bixby, Mississippi, we watched the clouds roll by. I said, my dear, how are you? And she whispered, so am I. Show me a rose, I'll show you a girl named Sam. Show me a rose, or leave me alone.
Show me a rose.
Show me a believe that you don't know me until you show me a rose.
A fragrant rose.
Listen, why don't we go back to the old vaudeville act? Julie, your professor character, you always got a lot of laughs with him.
Okay, I'll go with the old professor. Smoke a cigar. Make with her flirty eyes.
I'll be the straight man, and you play off me.
No, that should be me. Right, you guys?
How would it be? I use the accent. Hey, mister, what's the matter, you?
Dress like a girl. Use a falsetto.
No, that's been done. Think of something new.
I'll wear a mustache, a great big black one.
And I could wear a funny hat.
No, I think the professor should wear the mustache.
Okay, we trade, boss. How's that?
How about this? I'll play it in blackface.
That's your idea of something new?
Okay, I get the hint. So just count me out.
Quiet, dummy, we've got work to do.
Now let's see what we have so far.
I don't know, but I'm getting so excited.
Okay, I'll go with the old professor. Walk with a crouch. You know the walk I do.
I think he just had an inspiration.
Same to you.
A Leo could maybe play the piano.
And I could sing a song or two.
And you'll play your harp and you'll accompany Herbie.
Sure, that's all right. That's all what we do.
What if I spoke with an Irish accent?
No good, you haven't got the ear.
Maybe I just ought to keep my mouth shut.
Hey, that's not such a bad idea!
Wow, some kind of wig! Maybe a fright wig!
That's easy, we got your mother's!
Well, what do you think?
My four nightingales!
Remember when we used to call ourselves that?
Well, it's better than a lot of things they used to call us.
I've been meaning to talk to you about the four mascots.
Well, we could always go back to calling ourselves the four collegians.
Well, now, come on, let's face it. Collegians, we ain't.
What's the matter? You're ashamed of your father's name?
The four Marx Brothers?
What's the matter? The audience can't count?
Just the Marx Brothers?
When you see it in lights, it'll grow on you. When I said, before they're through, Minnie's boys will grow on you. You'll be proud to say you knew them when.
Of course, nothing did stop Minnie Marx's boys. They went on to become Broadway stars and the greatest film comedians perhaps we've ever known. Many great personalities got their start on the vaudeville stage, where they honed their instincts and their personalities, including Mae West, Fred Astaire, Jack Benny, of course, Burns and Allen, of course, and Bob Hope. Bob Hope started as a hoofer and then a comedian on the vaudeville stage before his transition into radio and film. In one of his movies, I think it's The Cat and the Canary, he's about to enter a haunted house, and somebody says, "Don't great big empty houses scare you?" And Bob Hope said, "Not me. I used to be in vaudeville." Well, here's a song not quite from vaudeville, but with a particularly vaudevillian charm, with Bing Crosby from the movie The Road to Morocco, Bob and Bing, two of the most hilarious guys ever to share a stage.
This camel is tough on the spine.
Hit me with a band-aid, boy.
Where we're going, why we're going, how can we be sure?
Well, I'll lay you 8 to 5 that we'll meet Dorothy L'Amour.
Get in line.
We're off on the road to Morocco. Hang on till the end of the line.
Stand like your jockeys.
Here, this country's where they do the dance of the seven veils.
We tell you more, but we would have the censor on our tails. We certainly do get around. Like Webster's Dictionary, we're Morocco bound. We're off on the road to Morocco.
Look out,
we're cleared away, cause here we come. The men eat fire, sleep on nails, and saw their wives in half.
It seems to me there must be easier ways to get a laugh.
Shall I put my big shoes on?
Off on the road to Morocco.
Hooray!
A blow a horn.
Everybody duck.
It's a green light.
Move on, folks.
We may run into villains, but we're not afraid to roam.
Because we read the story and we end up safe at home.
Yeah!
We certainly do get around. Like Webster's Dictionary, we're Morocco bound. Like a complete set of Shakespeare that you get in the corner of the drugstore for $1.98.
we're Morocco bound.
Or like a volume of Omar Khayyam that you buy in a department store at Christmas time for your cousin Julia,
we're Morocco bound.
That lucky cousin Julia. I always wondered what she did with that volume of Omar Khayyam. Hi, I'm Larry Maslon on Broadway to Main Street. We're looking at some great vaudevillians and their impact on the Broadway stage. And one recurring theme you have is this notion of ambition in vaudeville, that you could make it. You could move from the small time to the big time. You could get your name on top of the bill, which was actually second to last on the program. So we'll hear two songs about vaudeville and ambition. One is from the Cy Coleman, Carolyn Lee musical Little Me. We'll hear The Revival recording with the Tony Award-winning Michael McGraw and Martin Short and Faith Prince. And then we'll hear the greatest of all vaudeville ambition songs. You'll know what it is when you hear it. I'm not even, you already know what it is, in fact. But first, we'll go to Little Me with Martin Short and Michael McGraw.
Dimples,
how would you
like to be
a star?
A star?
A star.
For the Buxbaum Brothers.
Vaudeville circuit.
Top billing.
Fancy salary.
Spick and span dressing room.
Like a star.
But I'm in jail.
A talented kid.
For 30 cents with the bullets.
You got $1 million publicity.
Oh, but I can't sing and I can't dance.
Singers we got.
Dancers we got.
Killers we ain't got. So resulting from a few illegal capers, you are starring in the papers. Just go over with the jury and in jig time, join the Buxbaums in the big time. So you'll try a little trill from Traviata. La la la, la la la.
La la la, la la la.
So it's not your style, Sonata. When a girl has got one, you have got a lot of. You know what you got. You got something hot.
So here's a good tiding.
If men you are killing,
a talent you're hiding,
to be a performer, so be a performer. And soon you'll be riding, if God should be willing,
the crest of your life.
You ain't no Pavlova,
an Eleanor Dusa,
but looking you over, you'll be a performer, you'll be a performer,
a Lollapalooza,
and rolling in clover, just pass the test of your life.
So up the river, they would send you, but with Mother Nature helping to defend you,
who could send you very far, sobbing in a dress that clings to all the things you are. Listen to Benny,
forget the attorney,
and be a performer, and be a performer, we mean a performer. Unless you, God forbid,
get hung for what you did,
we'll hold your naughty kid. Just fulfill this small request of your
be a performer.
A dream about you, baby. It's gonna come true, baby. They think that we're through, but baby, you'll be swell. You'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate. Starting here, starting now, honey. Honey, everything's coming up roses. Now you're inning. Stand the world on its ear. Set it spinning. That'll be just the beginning. Turn up, light the lights. You got nothing to hit but the heights. Well, you'll be great. I can tell. Just you wait.
lucky star I talk about is due. Honey, everything's coming up. Roses for me and for you. You can do it. All you need is a hand.
Sing out, Ethel. As we know from the musical Gypsy, her dreams of having her daughters become stars in vaudeville and the big time don't quite work out. They segue into burlesque, where Gypsy Rosalie does become a huge megastar. Another one of the ironies of show business. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. Got a lot going on here at PeconicPublicBroadcasting.org. You should go to our wonderful teal-colored or seafoam-colored webpage because the election is around the corner. We're having some live blogs and live interactive stuff on our website, which is worth checking out because I know you're all socially and politically engaged or you wouldn't be listening to this station in the first place. And we also have links to our new Facebook, which I think we're getting a lot of hits and a lot of fans and a lot of friends and a lot of thumbs up. So come over to PeconicPublicBroadcasting.org and join the rapidly growing fan club. Well, speaking of fan clubs, I've always been a big fan of vaudeville and its presentational charms, its sheer force of personality. And you can't really talk about vaudeville without also including what was called the Chitlin Circuit, which was segregated black vaudeville, where another fantastic group of performers came out of, not the least of whom were two of my favorites, Jackie Moms Mabley and Pearl Bailey. So let's, it's Sunday afternoon, but let's pretend it was yesterday afternoon as they wrangle together for that Saturday night fish fry.
As I live and breathe. Now here's someone I really didn't expect to meet. Bro, what you doing down here on Rampart Street?
Girl, Jackie, I'm going down here to try to hop at a Saturday night fish fry.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to New Orleans? Well, you'll understand what I mean. All through the week is quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house and they're rocking.
You mean they're rocking?
I'm telling you, they're rocking.
No kid.
You never seen such a whooping and a booping till the break of dawn.
That is the good.
Girl, I'm telling you, these people are moving.
You mean they're rocking?
Oh, they're naturally stirring.
You mean they're rocking?
You never seen such a whooping and a booping till the break of dawn.
But wait a minute, darling. Tell me, Pearl, what's the admission?
Oh, nothing. Just be an entertainer or a musician. Look at here. You got anything you got
to
do?
No, I believe I'll go on down to that fish fry with you.
Come on.
Wait a minute, Pearl. Am I seeing double?
No, what's the matter? Is going to be some trouble?
Nah, but I don't want to bring you down. But your old man's over there in the corner acting like
what's
a clown.
What's he doing?
He's rocking.
I didn't even know he was here.
Honey, that man is rocking.
Oh, that's not fair to me.
You never saw such dancing in a prince to do the break of dawn.
Is he with someone or is he alone?
He's with someone, darling, and rocking.
Oh, no.
I mean he's rocking.
Oh, I'm going over there and disturb it.
You never seen such dancing in prince to do the break of dawn.
He will be dancing when I get over there. Don't get out of my way.
Now, wait a minute, Pearl.
What's the matter?
Stop.
something happening?
Listen, here come the cops.
Well, you know where I'm going? I'm a piano and hide.
It's too late, sister. I think we're all going for a ride.
Look here, Jackie. Did you get any of that punch there, sir?
It really upset my nerves.
Yeah, but before the cops came, oh me, oh my, we was really tearing up that fish fry.
We was rocking.
Oh, we was moving, woman.
We was rocking.
I saw our enemy killed them.
Never seen such rocking till the break of dawn.
Did you notice how much I was rocking right with you?
I was rocking.
Yes, I was rocking.
You never seen such a moving and a grooving till the break of dawn. I mean, we were rocking.
I think we were rocking.
We were rocking.
I know we were upsetting them.
I never seen such a ooping and a booping till the break of dawn.
Is that what you were looking at?
Yes.
I was rocking.
Well, if I were going to choose two candidates to hoop and whoop, it would be Moms Mabley and Pearl Bailey. The idea of a double girl act or double lady act was a very prominent one in vaudeville, and it extended all the way into Broadway musicals of the 70s, 80s, 90s, 21st century. So let's hear first an actual girl vaudeville number. This is the Duncan sisters. There were many sisters, the Dolly sisters and the Eber sisters. The Eber twins, I think they were. But here are the Duncan sisters with a particularly amusing double act from the old days of vaudeville. It must be an old Spanish custom.
Spanish? When I met Don Carlos, Ricardo, Sebastian, Gonzalez, Mendoza, Cardinca. He gave me one look from his big Spanish eyes, and wham, I went hook, line, and sinker. He paid me sweet compliments, then held my hand. His manner was full of bravado. He sang me sweet songs from his own native land while he played on a big avocado. I still have the blisters on my fingertips I collected from his burning lips. I guess it's an old Spanish custom, a regular thing in Madrid. I thought I might have to bust him for some of the things that he did. He took me home and politely he said, I'll see you later. I nearly dropped dead, but when I got upstairs, he was under my bed. It must be an old Spanish custom. Clavelito, también le doy clavelas. Clavelito, para la chumbela. Clavelito, que lo doy, que lo doy, cerrado. Y lo traigo en apreso, apreso, más del carajo, y tentado. Which means in the English language, no. Clavelito, may go on for years. Have you heard the one about... Have you heard the one about... She's heard it.
Well, what are you waiting for?
What?
Why don't you dance?
I'm waiting for you to get off my foot.
Must be an old Spanish custom, a regular thing in Madrid. I thought I might have to bust him for some of the things that he did.
I would be dead if his glances could kill. He sent me sweet flowers that gave me a thrill. And then 30 days later, he sent me the bill.
It must be an old Spanish custom.
That's the Duncan sisters. As I said, this notion of a double girl act proved very felicitous and fun to watch. So it extends all the way into musicals such as Michael John LaChiusa's The Wild Party. So let's hear a song called Best Friend. And the two best friends are the insanely talented Toni Collette and the equally insanely talented Tanya Pinkins. Here we are from The Wild Party.
She's a little bit pat, she's a little bit faux, she's a little bit slick,
she's a little bit slow.
Who's gorgeous to the cuticle,
whose looks ain't pharmaceutical.
I'm all this and she's all that,
she's all dog and I'm all cat. But underneath the fur and fat, you're looking at my best friend. She's a little bit stale,
she's a little bit fresh,
she's a lot of bit ice,
she's a lot of bit flesh.
I always do the mothering,
yes, some might call it smothering. Different as the day and night,
opposite as wrong and right, together we make dynamite. Hold on tight for my best friend. So you're still shaking it down in the Bowery, ain't they retired you yet?
You know, Kate, it's such a shame that with all that money you earn, you gotta spend it on the love you can't get.
What'll be tonight's special, let me guess?
Queenie in distress again. Kate, the icebox is jealous of me and my natural success with men.
Yeah, right. I call it like I sees it.
She never tells the truth. She's a little bit dumb.
She's a little bit old.
She's a little bit cheap.
A little cold.
A little soft.
A lot of heart.
She's a lot of love, 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 love.
She's good for the fail. I'm great for a laugh. She's my evil twin. I'm her better half.
She cuts through all the gin and dye.
She always makes me feel alive. Sticking through the blood and gore. Call it love or civil war. What we got is something more than heaven and hell for.
Female best friends form the center of Broadway's most successful musical vaudeville. In fact, that's the subtitle, and it is, of course, Chicago, Candor and Ebb and Bob Fosse's great triumph. So, speaking of women who are best friends, we will hear another double act, in this case, the London cast, which is Ruthie Henshall and Uta Lemper, as Roxy and Velma, respectively, singing about being their own best friend. And then we'll segue into the woman for whom Chicago was written in the first place, the one, the only Gwen Verdon, who sings another great song about vaudeville and ambition, about wanting to get to the top. And that, of course, is Roxy. But first, Roxy Hart and Velma Kelly from the London recording.
There's only one person who can help you now, Roxy.
There's only one person you can count on now, Velma.
And now, Miss Roxy Hart and Miss Velma Kelly sing a song of unrelenting determination and unmitigated ego.
One thing I know, and I've always
and
known.
I've always known.
I am my own best friend.
Babies alive, but babies alone, and babies her own best friend.
Many's the guy who told me he cares, but they were scratching my back, 'cause I was scratching theirs.
And trusting to luck.
That's only for fools.
I play in a game where I make the rules.
And rule number one.
Me,
myself.
15 feet, Lisa Zorro says beautiful jazz slayer.
Roxy sobs, I'd give anything to bring him back.
Jazz and liquor, Roxy's bound.
I always wanted my name in the papers. Before Amos, I used to date this well-to-do ugly bootlegger. He used to like to take me out and show me off. Ugly guys like to do that. Once it said in the paper, Gangland's Al Capelli seen with cute red-headed Corrine. That was me. I clipped it out and saved it. Look, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Not that the truth really matters. But I'm gonna tell you anyway. The thing is, see, I'm older than I ever intended to be. And all my life, I wanted to be a dancer in vaudeville. Oh, yeah. Have my own act. But no, no, no. They always turned me down. It was one big world full of no. Life. Then Amos came along. Sweet, safe. Amos who never says no. You know, some guys are like mirrors. And when I catch myself in Amos's face, I'm always a kid. You could love a guy like that. Look, now I gotta tell you, and I hope this ain't too crude. In the bed department, Amos was zero. I mean, when we went to bed, he made love to me like he was fixing a carburetor or something.
I love you, honey, I love you.
Anyway, to make a long story short, I started fooling around. Then I started screwing around. Which is fooling around without dinner. I gave up the vaudeville idea. Because, well, after all those years, you sort of figure opportunities just passed you by. Ooh, but it ain't. Oh, no, 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 but it ain't. If this Flynn guy gets me off, and with all this publicity, now I got me a world full of yes. The name on everybody's lips is gonna be Roxy. The lady raking in the chips is gonna be Roxy. I'm gonna be a celebrity. That means somebody everyone knows. They're gonna recognize my eyes, my hair, my teeth, my boobs, my nose. From just some dumb mechanic's wife, I'm gonna be Roxy. Who says that murder's not an art? And who, in case she doesn't hang, can say she started with a bang? Roxy Hart. I gotta get me some boys. I'm gonna get me a whole bunch of boys.
They're gonna wait outside in line to get to see Roxy.
Think of those autographs I'll sign. Good luck to ya, Roxy. And I'll appear in a lavalier that goes all the way down to my waist.
Here a ring, there a ring, everywhere a ring, a ling.
But always in the best of taste. I'm a star. And they love me, and I love them. And they love me for loving them, and I love them for loving me. And we love each other. That's because none of us got enough love in our childhood. And that's showbiz, kid.
She's giving up her humdrum life.
I'm gonna be Roxy.
She made a scandal and a star.
Mm-hmm. Those are my boys.
Well, the name on everyone's lips during this hour is Vaudeville and all the great personalities from Vaudeville who started on that stage and eventually made the transition into Broadway and eventually to Hollywood. Many, many great performers. One might say the backbone of the performance tradition in America in the 20th century. Well, if you came a little late to the show, I forgive you because our last segment is going to tell you everything you need to know about the great vaudeville performers of the teens and 20s, Nora Bayes and Al Jolson and Eddie Cantor, because it's filtered through one of the great vaudeville performers of all time, and that is Judy Garland, who started in the vaudeville stage as a member of the Gum Sisters. And she'll tell you that there is nothing better than to play the palace. So from one of Judy Garland's most remarkable ventures in the recording world, this is Judy Garland singing about life in vaudeville and making it at the palace.
Played the state, the capital, but people said don't stop until you've played the palace. You haven't played the top. For years I had it preached to me and drummed into my head, unless you play the palace, you might as well be dead. A team of hoofers was the headline at the Majestic down in Dallas, but they canceled the day. Their agent called to say you can open the bill at the palace. So it became the Hall of Fame, the Mecca of the trade. When you had played the palace, you knew that you were made. So I hope you'll understand my wondrous thrill, 'cause Vaudeville's back at the palace, and I'm on the bill. And all around me I hear voices that I can't ignore, the voices of the stars who played the palace long before, the stars who entertained you until the rafters rang. You don't need their names, for the whole world acclaims them for the wonderful song they sang. Shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. I ain't had no loving since January, February, June, or July.
kiss me. Despair, but I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is right, all right. I don't care what people think of me. I'm happy-go-lucky, they say that I'm plucky, contented, and carefree. I don't care if he's a clerk or just a millionaire. Don't try to rearrange me, there's nothing can change me, 'cause I don't care. There's Annie Cantor, Georgie Jessel, Lou Holst, Johnson and Olson, the Howard boys, the Cohens and Foys, and that singing fool, Al Jolson. And so, with deep humility, I stand in front of you. I'm proud to play the palace. It's like a dream come true. That is why I'd like to shout it. The two-a-day is back in time.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.